This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Homes and Services.
Okay, Joey Pals, this is presented through the generosity of David Perry and Associates, Creative Communications and International Connections, based right here in Palm Springs. They do everything that you need. The menu has PR, promotional events, social media, video promotion. So check out the website and check out David and his team, davidperry.com. You've got a gift certificate to Elmer's Restaurant, Chorizo Bowl with corn, black beans over hash browns and cheese, blackberry crepes with raspberry sauce and two eggs, and breakfast meat of your choice, my goodness. Then there's always that French toast sandwich with fresh fruit or hash browns. That'll put your shirt in the dirt. Eat at Elmers.com, 327-8419.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmers. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
You've got a gift certificate from Laser Inc., Central Printer Resources, 4599 East Ramon Road in Palm Springs, Laser, L-A-S-R, Inc.com, 778-4444.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Inc. and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey Pals.
You've got a $50 gift certificate at MJR Custom Framing. They're at the Atrium in Rancho Mirage, 324-6696.
Joey Pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in, and I look forward to working with you.
And you've got a $50 gift certificate to Red Jeep Tours toward any of their fabulous tours. Red-JeepTours.com. 477-4118. Great gift idea anytime.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Morgan. And, well, the red Jeeps, you have to come. Oh, this season is going to be so beautiful. Come with us on those red Jeeps. You'll be so excited.
And it works this way. We'll take the 11th caller at 323-JOEY. That's 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And thank you for the 28 years I've been on the air and you being so loyal to me. I couldn't have done it without you. Okay, Joey Pals, back to Dr. Brian Hodgkins. Is there any COVID news that takes precedence over my recalcitrant?
Yeah, I'm going to come over there and COVID test you too, because I know you're angry and no COVID would want to live in your body.
Yeah, right.
But I might have to. I'm going to crawl across the table and stick this in your nose.
Yes.
So, yeah, actually, there is news, and not so much about the virus spreading. We do know that, we talked about this, the XXB virus is the current variant that's spreading around.
Okay.
But that's not important anymore, because I'm calling it. I called it months ago. It's over. But here's the interesting thing that's important for people to know. May 11th, the emergency order is going to expire, and this has implications for everyone. If depending on your health insurance, which basically means that the cost of these vaccines and treatments and testing is going to shift from the government to the person. And this is important because some of these therapies that we have mentioned on the air before, like Paxlovid, that works exceedingly well if you catch it in time for 5 days, that's going to be $800. And right now it's free. And so if you don't have the right insurance, if you don't have Medi-Cal or Medicare, you might be paying for that. Same with vaccines. These vaccines may cost up to $180 a dose.
And you know what will happen?
No one's going to take them.
Exactly.
And so these, for certain insurances, they're always going to be covered. But for your home test, remember, you can get 8 free tests and all that's going away. And there's another important piece of this. There are a lot of individuals who, during the pandemic, signed up for health care, and they ended up with Medi-Cal in the state of California. And there may be, I think there's 18 million people now in the state on Medi-Cal. Well, for the 3 years of the pandemic, they never had to do any means testing. Normally, every year, you have to send in proof that you recertify for your benefits, right? You have to make under 136% of the federal poverty limit, which I think for an individual might be 18,000, family of three, 29,000, right around there. Don't quote me on this.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen now is they ignored that for 3 years. So if you had a change in your employment or the amount of money you make in the last couple of years, you're on the month that you got Medi-Cal, when that rolls around again, you're going to get letters from Medi-Cal, right, Department of Managed Healthcare and Medi-Cal, DMHC, and it's going to ask you to recertify. And if you don't qualify, then you could get booted off of your Medi-Cal insurance. It might not be your kids who might be on CHIP, but you might have to go back on the exchange and get medical insurance that should be subsidized. But these are important things to know.
When is that going to happen again? May 11th.
May 11th, that order expires. That's for all the meds. But this is going to happen April 1st as far as the Medi-Cal issue. So there's going to be a recertification process. Okay. I'm just letting listeners know, if you have Medi-Cal and you got it during the pandemic, if you do get a letter from Medi-Cal, make sure you send it back in. Otherwise, they might stop your insurance and you might need care, and then there's going to be a problem. So if you qualify, you qualify. If you don't and you have problems, you might have to go to the exchange. I'll even say that you can call us. You know our number, 323.
Yes. No.
Oh, I was going to give you nine, my, six, I'm going to give you my old number. 969.
Do you know your number? 969-6555.
Yeah, and we can get you in touch with the right people just in case you have an issue. I just don't want anyone to be surprised and go without insurance.
Gotcha.
So that's really some of the major things happening across the landscape as this pandemic wanes.
Sunsets. What else is going on? Is there anything in... I had some questions and I didn't bring them.
Well, here's a question I got the other day. Actually, it was kind of not insulting, but have you ever done 23andMe?
No.
Or any of these?
I want to, though.
Yeah, for me, it's entertainment. To me, it seems like entertainment. But I got this question about they wanted to do some genetic screening, health screening, using 23andMe because the FDA had literally certified it to at least be predictive for some healthcare concerns, like celiac disease. And now maybe even for colon, they told me colon cancer, breast cancer. And I said, well, I want people to know 23andMe is like it's a good screening. It might elevate your knowledge about some of the risk factors that are still modifiable. But it does not tell you all the necessary clinical risks that you could face if you really did have some of these genetic predispositions for cancer.
Okay.
And the reason I say that, it's kind of like if you take a big novel, like your whole your genome is like a big novel.
Right.
And we're only going to look at pages of it. And in fact, some of these genes, we're just going to look at letters of on a page.
Jeez.
So for example, the BRCA gene, which we know is associated with breast cancer. That's a bunch of genes together that can have mutation. 23andMe does look at BRCA, but only two very rare breast cancer risks. One in Ashkenazi Jews, which is about 2 in 1,000.
Yes.
And then one, and for everyone else, it's 1 in 1,000. Those are not going to be helpful in telling you whether or not you're a breast cancer risk. Your doctor would have to order true BRCA testing, which would do nothing but look at every single, base pair matching in that genetic allele. So they're fun. It can tell you a lot about stuff, but it's not going to be 100% predictive of your risk. Those tests to look at specific genetic alleles that are, which we know cause cancer risk and mutations, need to be done literally at the clinical scientific level, not at the entertainment level. The other thing is, you were asking me about this Neanderthal. Uh-huh. Do you have Neanderthal gene or at least genetic coding in your testing? And yet people do. People do, and it's really based on, here's how it gets. First of all, 400,000 years ago, Neanderthals, they went out of existence, right?
Right.
So that genetic code is always going to be kind of in us. But when you start to look at who, in blacks, it's about 0.8%. And as you start to go, Asian and Pacific Islanders have the highest percentage of Neanderthal genetic component in, still. So it's about 7 to 8%. So it can go from like 0.8 all the way up to 8%. It doesn't mean anything. It just is kind of like old. code. You have lots of stuff that is not active in your genetic, your genome.
But if Neanderthals died out, how's our DNA getting passed down?
No, because this genetic, you've got, let's just say, a billion base pairs, and maybe 10,000 of those are still this old code that's still, you know, in your genetic sequencing that was tied to Neanderthals. So the evolutionary product of man today, you know, it's just no longer a useful code, but it's there. Wow. It's just like between, I'll put it this way, it might be simpler to understand. A dog and a wolf, right?
Right.
The only difference is about 2% of the genetic code.
Exactly.
Coding. That's it. So 98% of those is identical. And for humans versus Neanderthal, you know, a half percent is the difference.
Okay.
And we still got the rest of the 99.5% of, you know, the evolutionary code that we have today, which is now, you know, hundreds of thousand years in advance.
Cool.
So 23andMe, I want to do it.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm just more curious. And plus it helps solve crimes.
You're funny.
No, do you know how that, this is? So I went back and looked at some of the research on this. Because of these testing strategies, right? Crimes are being solved. Cold cases are being solved.
Oh, yes.
Because they can tell, you know, whether or not, you know, a distant uncle of yours, if I registered and I had a distant uncle who was an axe murderer and they had that DNA, but now they can act, they'll know, hey, guess what? I had a relative who is, quote, downstream an axe murderer, Neanderthal-type person, and they are actually solving crimes this way. So it's become a fascinating, not just an expose on our interest in, you know, what happened in our past, but, hey, it's got some scientific
I saw where they had a lock of Beethoven's hair.
Yeah.
And they were doing some testing on that and found out there was a little break in the lineage that people had affairs and things that you couldn't tell at the time.
23andMe will tell you that.
We'll tell you that. What's your parting word to us today?
Oh, well, a couple of things. Things coming up that we wanted to make sure I shared with you before I ran out of time. First of all, the Go Red Luncheon.
Yes.
We're celebrating our wonderful nurse, Avery Rose, who's a woman of impact.
What's that date?
It's going to be April 14th at the Westin.
Right.
11 o'clock. Tickets are still on sale. If you're interested, you can go to www.heart.org/Coachella Valley. And it's pretty simple. Just go on the website. If you want to attend, it's a wonderful event.
Yes.
It really celebrates the vision and strength of women and just kind of reviews the risk of heart disease in that specific in our partners, our female partners.
Our female partners.
But also, this is really looking at our women of impact. And it's not just our employee, who's a great nurse, but a women of impact all over the Coachella Valley. That's important. Then the other thing that we're working on, and I mentioned this last time, is this wonderful Alzheimer's screening organization. Yes. Down Valley on Cook Street. It's cvalzheimers.org. They work with the local Alzheimer's Association, but it's not the national organization. This is a nurse practitioner, social workers, and screeners who, if you have any concern about an Alzheimer's diagnosis in your family or you want to look at resources, a Desert Oasis is going to be partnering with them because we have a large population of seniors,
sure,
many with dementia, and just learning about where you can go for help, lockdown facilities, memory units, therapies that may or may not be available, and what predictably you can expect over the longevity of your loved one's life with dementia. These people are experts at it. Go to that website. You can make an appointment if you have a concern and get the help you need.
Get the help you need to continue the conversation with Dr. Brian Hodgkins. Go to
mydohc.com
or call
969-6555. Operators are standing by.
Yeah, right.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. AIM Mail Center has UPS shipping, FedEx, USPS, packing supplies, boxes. You can rent a private, safe, secure private mailbox. Or if you're going to your second home for the season, have AIM collect your mail or pack your treasures. They're over there at 1775 East Palm Canyon in the Smoke Tree Shopping Center. AIMMailCenters.com. For your March horoscope, go to Dana Haynes if you can get her to come down from the mothership. Her website is AstrologyWorldNews.com. The Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, reminds you current water restrictions are still in effect and don't run your sprinklers for up to 48 hours after rain. If you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible. Just Fabulous, with that wonderful website, the letter B, Just Fabulous, that's BeJustFabulous.com, has fabulous new merchandise for 2023. And they have the Gray Mollen Parker Palm Springs Photography Collection exclusively at, guess where? Just Fabulous. Lalo Tachikin says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week, day, month, year, everything holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit his website, Lalo Visions, that's LaloVisions.com, for more information. It's a great gift idea, too. You'll thank me. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway wants you to know summer passes go on sale April 1st. Pass holders get free parking, 10% off at Peaks and Pines restaurants, 10% off additional guests through July 31st, and right now there's fresh snow at the top of the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com. The Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley. Here are some things to pick from. Sundays, Keisha D, weekly. Mondays, Mon Petit Salon, weekly. Tuesdays, Jazz on the Second Floor, weekly. Wednesdays, Life is a Cabaret, selected evenings. And Thursdays, Cocktails, Classics, selected evenings. Check everything out at psculturalcenter.org. The Palm Springs Post reminds you that their newsletter is the simplest, most succinct, easiest way to get immediate daily news briefs on your devices. Joey Pals, sign up for this newsletter. It's wonderful. ThePalmSpringsPost.com. Platt Wellness, where you can get metabolic solutions incorporated. They have Platt Pro 5% progesterone cream. That's the bioidenticals I'm always talking about, with lavender essential oil, and it's known to have a natural calming effect. I bathe in it. Go to PlattWellness.com. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Tomorrow, Joey Pals, my DOHC with Kathy Prophet Allison, Snappy Me with Cindy, and Just Fabulous with Stephen Munkars.